Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Welcome to the CSE Sports Journal radio show and podcast replay, as well as head coach Jay Long of the CSE Eagle football team with us this week. And coach, it's spring football week. Love talking to you the week leading into the game, and we'll get into the details of what's coming up this week for your team. But let's look back at the entire spring session first. Your overall satisfaction with how spring football went this season?
Dave, this is going into our fifth week of it. Typically, you try to have about three practices a week. We practice Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then we lift and have meetings on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. But it's went really good. We use the word a lot, football school. We have a team this year that's, you know, very sophomore junior oriented, and then we placed a lot of seniors from last year, so, you know, it was a big opportunity for our team to learn and to get better, and I thought that we've done that. I'm very excited about our guys that are going to be coming back for this fall, but I really just think that this spring's just been a really good learning time for our guys, and also we had some new faces as coaches that we also were able to, you know, they can learn the ways that we do things, and then also bring some of their ideas from where they came from to help make us better. So overall, just really happy with spring. We have three more practices left, two practices left, including our spring game. So we want to make sure that we utilize every one of those days to continue to get better.
So many seniors, leaders, and guys that have just been around for so long that create a feeling and a vibe over the years at spring ball and into fall. And you'd kind of mentioned how many are gone and now a lot of new faces. What has the vibe been like, or how has it kind of changed, or the feeling changed, seeing so many new people and just the sheer presence of some of those regulars that have been along for so long now gone?
You know, Dave, this spring didn't really just start with spring ball. You know, it started in January in our weight room, and also we, you know, did a lot of team building exercises this spring. With the last 2 years of COVID, you know, our team hasn't really been able to hang out with each other, and, you know, and meetings have been, you got to be 6 feet apart, locked. We've had to put guys in multiple locker rooms, you know, a bunch of stuff that just, it isn't really conducive to building a team. And this spring has really been about, you know, building our team. And as far as the attitude in spring, I'm really impressed with it. We've got a bunch of new faces, and it's very important. This spring was very important, and it allowed our guys to continue to learn and continue to become better. And I think that, you know, we've had a lot of guys step up, and really that's what you ask for, is when one guy leaves, the next guy's got to step up. And I think we've had a good group of them guys do that.
And that's what'll be so fun too on Friday night, is seeing the new guys stepping up, getting a chance to play, and we'll dive into that in a little bit. But you did touch on the new assistant coaches, and boy, being out at spring practice a bit, looking around, a lot of guys to get to know. Your players have to get to know these five new assistant coaches. What was the transition like in getting those guys to understand what you want in being an Eagle, and how they have worked with the players and getting things going this spring?
You know, first off, I just, you know, want to say that I'm super excited for all of our young coaches, our GA coaches, that were able to go out and get full-time jobs. You know, our goal is, you know, with our GAs is, you know, they come in, they're here typically for about 2 years, you know, getting their master's degree. And this year we just had a group that were all the same age, and they all left at about the same time. But what it allowed us to do was to get us, you know, to be able to bring in some new guys and utilize spring to, you know, to teach the new coaches the format and those type of things. Coach Furrier left us in late spring, and we were able to hire in Wes Coombs. Wes is a guy that, you know, we had actually interviewed before, and I've worked with a lot of his former head coaches, and he's been a tremendous fit for us, and he's done a great job with our special teams, and also, you know, he's been a really great addition for Coach Sassy. Coach Sassy, you know, has a guy that played defensive backs, you know, in the defensive secondary that he can be able to bounce a lot of ideas off of and talk about coverage schemes and those type of things. And you know, so far really happy with that hire, and also with our young coaches. I think we're going to have another group that's going to be have that opportunity to go out and get more full-time jobs. So I think that we got a good crew and a good staff, and looking forward to you know, bringing him into the fall.
Yeah, one of your former assistants, former players DeAndre Barthwell, interning with the LA Dodgers this summer.
Yes, and Mitch Collycock got a full-time D-line coach up at lacrosse, Wisconsin lacrosse. Tommy Wilson got a job down in Louisiana, and then Tristan Walker got a job in right next to his hometown in FCS college. So yeah, really, really excited about those guys, you know, getting their jobs. And Coach Oz just got hired on at Eastern Kentucky as a quality control coach, which is an FCS school also. So it's really good opportunity for those guys to continue to be able to coach in college. And really, it just comes down to getting that first break. And very happy for those guys to get that first job and to be able to keep them in the college game. We have a really good group of young coaches that are out in the workforce and building that coaching tree.
It is cool to see the coaching tree from CSC expand. It's got fingerprints all over the RMAC and in some of the big programs at D1, like you said too there, Jay. Excited to get to know the new coaches, see it all come together in the fall as well. And we have Coach Jay Long with us on the CSC Sports Journal podcast here tonight. Jay, the number one question revolves around the quarterback spot. Fans always want to know who's going to replace Dalton Holst. He was here forever. We know about the records. Did you find a starting quarterback in the spring?
Well, first off, I want to just say that I'm really extremely happy with the three guys that we have. We have a junior with Keith B. Miller. We got a sophomore with Mason Hamilton, and we got a freshman, Preston Pearson. With those three guys, I'm really happy with them because I think any of those guys could be our starter, and that's really exciting. Each one of them bring different things to the table, and they've all three had really good springs. And you know, we still have three more practices. We're going to continue to evaluate, and you know, it may go on into the fall with things, but all of them have got a ton of reps and put in different situations and scenarios, and all three of them really rose to the occasion. So really just happy with all three of them, and we'll probably end up naming a starter in the fall.
Okay, and you've got six on the depth chart for Friday night spring game. Are we going to see all six guys get action there?
You know, right now, I don't know. It kind of all goes with how the flow of the spring scrimmage goes, you know, with things. But I know you will see those three. He's going to suit up and ready to play.
Going to be great for the fans to get a look at the next signal callers for CSC. Coach, let's keep going with the offense. Key players in all the position groups really are gone from last year, mostly due to the graduations. Who has stepped up and had strong springs, and some of the new guys that might become household names in the fall that are going to get their opportunity to really shine?
Yeah, you know, when you look on the offensive side, you know, somebody that had a great spring was Ali Musa. Ali Musa is you know, going into he has 2 years left with the COVID year, and you know, he's really stepped up. I know that he's really wanting these last two seasons to be one of his best ones, and I'm really proud of him. I think that he'll be a guy that he'll be pushing for a team captain spot in the fall. Jamal Browder has really stepped up as a receiver and you know, has been, you know, put in some situations in spring where he can go make a big play. Also, Alante has really stepped up. I think that he's a guy that, you know, at the end of the year was really starting to peak, and he taking it into spring and just continue to get better and better. Grant Swenson has had a really good spring. Grant's a guy that, you know, has been primarily in a backup role, special teams role. He's shown that he can play for us and play in the RMAC, and I think that he's a guy at wide receiver that, you know, can make plays for us and make big plays for us. There's also been some freshman kids I'm really excited about. You know, would like to see them, you know, make a few more plays and be a little more consistent, just like all freshmen. But I think that there's going to be a young guy that's going to step up out of that crew also.
Sounds like that wide receiver group really is stepping up in the spring. And looking at the depth chart for Friday and talking to you guys, the offensive line, defensive too, but start with the offensive line. A lot of guys kind of not going full blast in the spring and kind of thin there as well. And you missed some key guys too for graduation. What's the offensive line looking like as you come out of the spring practice session?
You know, that's a group that, you know, our running backs have been really solid all spring. Those are all names that are not going to be surprisingly.
Yeah.
But, you know, our O line has really progressed as spring went on. You know, with Justin Calderon, I think that hopefully this Saturday we hear where he ends up. I think he has a great opportunity to be able to play on Sundays. And then, you know, we lost Austin Rapp and we lost Jake Norris, also two terrific football players who had a ton of battle reps for us, you know, over the years. But we've had some freshman kids step up and you know, get better as spring went on. That is also still a position that we're, you know, we're going to continue to recruit some guys in, and we're looking and trying to utilize the portal and junior college and those type of things. If we were playing this Saturday against our first opponent, you know, I do feel like there's been some freshman kids that stepped up and they're ready to play. So I think that's a spot that, you know, is going to continue to need every rep that they possibly can. Not only these next three practices, but also our next 20 to 25 practices in the fall, yeah, you know, to continue to get better. But at the end, I feel like we'll have a good group there. They're really talented. They're just young. And when you're young, you just need reps and you need to hit and you need to push on people and you need to, you know, see multiple different scenarios. So we'll get that group a lot better. And I'm excited to see how they grow. I also think that Peter Crone has been somebody that we need to discuss. Peter has had a really good spring. He's been healthy all spring. He used the weight room to become a more physical tight end. His blocking has been awesome, and also his ball catching skills has definitely improved, and he's made some big plays in spring. He's a guy that, you know, with young quarterbacks or quarterbacks that are just, you know, with the group that we have, you always want to utilize a good tight end. Roro has been another tight end that's really stepped up. Seems like every single day he catches a big catch. So I think that though that group will also be one of our positions on offense going to be a real strong strength.
The tight ends, the old safety blanket. Quarterbacks love them downfield, and yes, some guy you can be reliable and can get the ball to when you really need to pick up some yards. Coach, let's take a look at the defensive side of the football now. Maybe we can start with Dax Urratty. Yeah. He was a young, exciting defensive back last year. He got hurt and missed the fall season, but was back this year. Looks like he's on the depth chart to go Friday night. What are you seeing from Dax?
You know, I think they're really just Dax, like the rest of our defense. I thought our defense has having a really strong spring. We have been able to utilize, and with our reps, being able to utilize a bunch of different looks. We put in a bunch of different players in different situations. And really, there's, you know, on our defense, you know, we have a lot of young guys, Hunter O'Connor, Dax Urratty, Kean Martin, Xavier Harrell, Saxon Wright. All those guys are in that same class, give or take a year. And those guys needed these reps in spring. And you know, they've really taken that next step. And I think that those are going to be some names that you're going to, you know, say a lot next fall. And I'm really happy for Dax because, you know, being injured, you know, especially after, you know, that first year, that COVID year, he got those valuable reps and was able to, you know, show that he could play for us. And then he had to sit out this last fall, you know, and been basically with a medical red shirt. He has definitely utilized his offseason, get himself healthy, and you know, has had a really good spring along with those other young names I just talked about.
Coach Long with us on the CSC Sports Journal show. And Coach, you mentioned linebacker when some of the young guys coming in, the Xavier Harrell, Saxon Wright, who've been here for a little while, not too young, but do have some experience. When you lose a Travis Wilson and a Jeremiah Makahunu-Niu and Noah Kershaw, I mean, that is three guys and leaders and big-time defensive players all at one position. Yeah. I know the fans are definitely going to look forward to seeing what you're going to have at linebacker with some of those young guys, and a Joey Guile you can toss in there with some experience.
You know, Joey Guile is more than just tossing there with the experience. Joey Guile's a starter for us, and he's been a stud for us, and I know he's, you know, really, his goals are, you know, to be an all-conference type player, and I think he has the talent and the tools and the mindset to do that. And he's had an outstanding spring. He is a guy that has been playing really fast at the top of his game, and just really, you know, at the end we've started to limit him on his reps because he's just done a terrific job. Taven Bray has also had an outstanding spring too, and really ready for them too to build off of that in the fall. In regards to, you know, Xavier and Saxon and then we got a new transfer, Mossy from University of Nebraska Kearney, and those guys have really done a good job of stepping up and getting reps and leading the defense. And I think that that crew, I don't think you're going to see much of a step step down. In fact, they've been the strength of our spring. You know, when you look at our front seven, I thought our front seven had a really good spring. Our D-line kind of got banged up towards the end of spring, but in the beginning, when we were full strength, they were making it really hard on our offense. I expect them to be, you know, one of our strengths of our team is that front seven, because we've got a lot of experience in there. We got a lot of youth in there. We got a lot of guys that are some big-time players for us, and some guys that you're going to be, you know, definitely talking about, and something we're going to lean on as the team goes.
Spring game normally is a Saturday morning, ends around lunchtime kind of thing. We've seen snowy weather. We've seen beautiful summer, spring-type weather. Looks like we got a storm moving in this week, so it got moved. Mm-hmm. It's now Friday night, 5 o'clock. You guys are going to start some drills early. What was it like to, I guess, have to move the game? Did it cause a lot of problems for you? Does it change much for you?
You know, Dave, if I could do it every year, it'd be on Friday night. You know, obviously our weather in the Midwest and in Nebraska, to be able to schedule a Friday night game around January 1st, trying to figure that out, because that's when we got to start, you know, getting everything lined up. It's really hard as a coach to pick a Friday night over a Saturday, over a daytime game.
Right.
And as we got closer, you could see the weather was going to be really nice. I just looked today, 78 degrees for Friday is what we're looking at. And then on Saturday, it was supposed to be the hurricane winds we've been getting, along with some rain. So I was like, let's move it. And I went and talked to administration earlier in the week and talked to our coaches and said, hey, what kind of problems will this arise? And really, I think that it's really what our goals are. Our goals are that we want to utilize as many good days as we can to get our team better. And I feel that we'll get our team better by, you know, having a better weather rather than go into a rain game. And you know, then you're talking with ball security and those type of things. You know, fall is a long time away, and we can play with that stuff in the fall. Right now in the spring, let's utilize every good piece of weather we can.
Yeah, I don't want to get anybody injured on a sloppy field or anything like that in the spring, of course. And more fans will be able to come out Friday night and enjoy the game and get a look at the team too as well, Coach. And the format's always really fun for the spring game. And now that we're back to CSC on CSC this year, tell the fans about some of the things they can expect during the format and how things are going to flow on Friday night.
You know, I think that, you know, when you're talking a spring game, you know, we've had 14 days of work, and that 15th day, you know, we want our guys to go out and compete. We're going to still be evaluating and all those things, but also at the end of this thing, we want them to have some fun. You know, when you're looking at it, our format, if we were healthy, we would draft teams. We're not quite too deep in a couple segments, especially in the O-line, D-line. So, you know, we can't do that. So it's going to be an offense versus defensive scrimmage, and in that we're going to have, you know, different ways to score. The defense will have, you know, opportunities to be able to score points, and the offense will be able to have opportunities to score some points. Then at the end of every quarter, we will have to give those guys some breathers.
this one, the real fun. This is
when we'll go and do some where O-linemen catch punts, where wide receivers and DBs will do like O-line, D-line one-on-ones. We'll have punt, pass, and kick. Which is, you know, really fun, and all those are also worth points. So it kind of makes the spring ball game you know, have a few more points with it too. So it should be really fun. I'm really excited for our guys to have another opportunity to compete and get better.
It is such a fun day, and watching those linemen catch and return punts is maybe my highlight, maybe what I love to see the most out of the spring game, and boy, the guys get sure fired up for that. And things are going to kind of get started about 4:30-ish or so, right? You'll have the team out there, and fans can come, and there's concessions, and then the actual game itself begins at 5.
Yeah, just think of like a normal game. Our normal game time normally kicks off at noon. You know, we got to warm up before that noon. So we will be out there on the field at 4:30 getting warmed up, but that actual kickoff will start at 5 o'clock. So should be a really fun day. Excited for our coaches, excited for our players. I know that our coaching staff, you know, Coach Sandy's going to be the offensive coordinator for the day. He's going to call the offensive staff, and Coach Coombs will call our defensive. And then Coach Sassy, myself, and Coach Smith will be refereeing, and also I'm sure we'll be able to coach a little bit also out there.
So we've got Micah, Clint, and you are refereeing this.
Yeah, so don't be hard on the refs.
All right, this will be really fun and interesting now, Coach. It's going to be exciting. Thanks for coming on to our CSC Sports Journal tonight, and we'll see you on Friday night for the CSC Spring Football Game. Coach, thanks again, as always, for the update on the team.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, and appreciate everybody's support, and go Eagles.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Chadron.